Well, it was another weekend on edge for some northern New South Wales communities as fires threatened to flare again. But across the world, in California, it was even more grim. Fires there scorched thousands of hectares of land over the weekend, with a statewide emergency declared. More than 180,000 people have been ordered to evacuate the northern part of the state, and electricity has been cut off from over a million homes. The district's governor has declared that state of emergency, saying every available resource is being deployed to fight the fires. But will it be enough to avoid a repeat of the August 2018 fires in the area that killed more than 80 people and destroyed hundreds of homes and businesses, and, of course, the terrible fires in Sonoma in 2017? Sergeant Spencer Crum is with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office. I asked him first whether there'd been resistance from residents who had to evacuate.
We do get occasional resistance from residents, which is fine. You know, we call them mandatory evacuations, and while they're mandatory, we are not going to engage in combat or try and pull people out of their homes or arrest them for not complying with an evacuation order. We just simply tell them that if you choose not to evacuate, then, you know, you're on the event, you're on your own, and in the event of an emergency, the chances of us coming to help you or save you is severely limited.
And what's your sense of how well-prepared residents have been this time round, given that you've been having, for several years now, terrible increases in fire activity?
Yeah, you know, since two years ago, we were kind of caught off guard. We had a fire broke out in the middle of the night, and people, the sheriff's office, quite honestly, and the fire resources, we weren't ready to handle a fire of that nature, and we really learned a lot from that fire. So this time around, people seem to be really prepared and ready to go. You know, the fire broke out on Thursday, and then it wasn't until we had major wind gusts starting last night on Saturday. So we had a couple days to prepare for this. We gave people a lot of advance notice. Our alert and warning capabilities have been greatly enhanced, and we were able to get a lot of notice out and give them a lot of preparation time to get all their belongings out and get moving and get evacuated in an orderly fashion.
But these fires are so intense. I mean, how do they compare to the last couple of years?
It's a different fire than 2 years ago. 2 years ago, it kind of blew in and just kind of took everything in its path. This fire was a little bit further north in our county where there's a lot of vineyards, and the vineyards themselves are actually really good fire breaks. So we don't see the mass devastation that we saw. We saw with this fire, we're seeing more like spot fires because of the large vineyards. There's fires all around the place rather than one huge firestorm coming in.
And the power's been cut off to nearly a million homes, I understand. Is that a helpful development? Does that help prevent further fires?
Yeah, it really does help prevent further fires. You know, the 2017 fire, we had fires breaking out everywhere, and I think power shut off, that's really helped it kind of isolate this one fire, and we don't have fires throughout our county like we had 2 years ago. Unfortunately, it's really, as a resident who lives here who's got to put up with this, it's really hard having, you know, most of our county is without power. And so it's dangerous. There's no stoplights that are working. A lot of people went out and bought generators, so they're learning how to work their generators, how to hook them up to their homes, how to function without, you know, modern day electricity. It's been a real challenge for our local residents.
Have you had any response or assistance federally in this situation?
We do. We have the Army National Guard that's helping us out. Along with 140 different law enforcement agencies, the National Guard is helping us out with clearing perimeters. You know, once we do a mandatory evacuation of an area, we have to hold that area. We got to make sure there's no looters or people breaking into people's homes. That's one of the biggest reasons why people don't evacuate, is they're afraid that their homes are going to get broken into. So we put the Army National Guard out into the neighborhoods on the outside perimeter. So if someone thinks about coming into the area, they see, you know, kind of a military Humvee and a military-looking person standing guard, and they think twice about coming in and committing crimes.
Sergeant Spencer Crum, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Sergeant Crum is from the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office in California.